Well, I love that my grandchildren love to hear my stories and sometimes my ideas. There's something great about being a grandfather or grandmother because you got a little distance. You're not the one making all the rules all the time and enforcing them at home. And, you know, I even see sometimes, and I know of so many young people who are choosing roads that are kind of scary and I know are probably going to lead to a sad outcome. And I think to myself, as a grandfather, what would I tell them if I had the chance? What would I write to them as I would say to one of my own grandchildren? And that brought me to a place where I kind of jotted down what I would call three big ideas from a grandfather's heart. So I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a grandfather's three big ideas for the road you're on. First one is this. You're choosing a road, not just something to do. You know, one time I was driving from northern Arizona straight south to Phoenix to see my little grandson in the hospital. And when I got to Flagstaff, I picked a ramp. 2 hours later, I should have been in Phoenix. I wasn't seeing Phoenix. I was seeing signs for California. Little did I know when I got on that ramp, I was choosing a road that would take me where I did not want to go. You know, life has a lot of ramps like that. Deciding to hook up with someone. Picking friends to hang out with. Partying like you want because, hey, I'm young. I want to have some fun. What's wrong with that? Trying stuff that helps you feel good or forget feeling bad. What you don't realize until it's too late. Like, why am I in California? Is that we're choosing a road that we're going to be on for a long time, not just something to do right now. And if it's the wrong road, we're going to end up where we never meant to go. Maybe in a courtroom, maybe in a destructive relationship, or just looking in the mirror and saying, what happened to me? I don't want that to happen to you. Jesus actually said these words, and it would be a word for today from the Word of God. It's in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, it's an easy one to be on. Well, he said, that leads to destruction. Oh, and many enter through it, he said. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. See, it's the destination that matters, isn't it? Big idea number two. The calculator's always running. Temptation says, hey, forget the consequences. Reality says, the bill's going to come, man. Or as the Bible says in Galatians 6, 7, whatever you sow, you will reap. The harvest may not come immediately, but it's going to come. We may not see it, we may not feel it, but that calculator's always running, and it's adding up the bill that's going to come for our choices. Big idea number three. You're made for more. You know what? You can begin to get the idea that you are the sun, everyone else is the planets who revolve around you, but that's not how we were created to live. You know, maybe you discovered already that a world that's only as big as you are is a world that's too small to live in. See, me living leaves you lonely, it leaves you empty, it leaves you hurting, laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. Now you're made for more. You've been blessed with a lot. Whatever road you're on, other people follow you there. Now, if that's a road to a Make a Difference life, you're going to lead other people there. If it's a road that goes over a cliff, they're going down with you. You know, if you want a hint of the more you were made for, listen to this. The Bible says, all things were created by him and for him, says it of Jesus. You were made to revolve around him, not to have everybody revolve around you. And he died for you, and he rose from the grave to prove he can conquer everything in your life. Hey, it's time to aim your life in the direction it was created for. You want his love, you want his power, you want his forgiveness for the mistakes you've made. Tell him, Jesus, I'm yours. Get to our website, and we've got information there for how you can really have a new start. In fact, the website is anewstory.com. The poet said, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the road less traveled, and that has made all the difference. Well, I pray you'll choose that road. You know why? Because I like happy endings.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.